Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samaches, and we're learning Simon Hay, which deals with the concept of Hidur Mitzvah. We left off discussing, is it Shaykh the concept of Hidur Mitzvah after the Mitzvah has actually been completed? The logic would dictate that Hidur Mitzvah is only part of the Maisei Mitzvah. Once the Mitzvah has been completed, it's impossible to have Hidur Mitzvah. The Beis Halevi understands that this is actually the sheet of the Rambam, and the Rambam says that this din that we mentioned yesterday, that a person who's doing the mila and has not removed the tzitzin she'enim ma'akvin, there's no mila to go back afterwards and remove them even during a weekday. Whereas the Torah disagrees and says this halacha is referring specifically to Shabbos. So in Shabbos, once you've finished the mitzvah, you cannot go back and do something which is not necessary for the mitzvah. It can't be doich Shabbos. But on the weekday, a person does the meal, a person can go back afterwards and complete the ma'aseh meal. No reason not to. The Rambam says there's no reason to, yes to, because it's only because of hidur mitzvah. The mitzvah is done, it's not shayach hidur afterwards. Basically, the Pesach Rav continues and he says that, well, you could argue, even according to the Torah, it's only because the mitzvah we hear is that the child should be nimol, and therefore, even after you've done the ma'aseh mila, it's still zman ha-mitzvah, but afterwards. It's not doich Shabbos, but it's still zman ha-mitzvah. But let's say a case where the mitzvah is totally completed, it's not shaykh, the Torah would agree that it's not shaykh hidur mitzvah afterwards. He then suggests, however, the Ramah, which is the minhag which we follow, mechanical, that the balabayis lights. Once the Baal HaBayis has lit the Nair of Chanukah, he's here to the mitzvah. That which we have multiple people lighting is Mahadrim and Mahadrim. It's a heater. How is it Shaykh a heater? The mitzvah is completed. Apparently the Ramah holds that it's Shaykh heater after the mitzvah has been completed. Whereas the Minhag of Sfardim is only the Baal HaBayis lights, multiple lights, but he's the one who's lighting. If you divide it from him, it'd be too late. Some practical applications about this. Kreger has a question of a person forgot to make a bracha when he lit the first nair. Can he make a bracha subsequently? The mitzvah is done already once he lit the first nair. What you're doing afterwards is only hidur. Can you make a bracha just on the hidur? Kreger holds that you can make a bracha. What about a situation where a person only had one nair available? It was one of the later nights of Chanukah. He only had one nair available, and he lit the nair, and then subsequently he got more candles. Is there any mila in halacha of adding the other candles? Is this hidur only shaykh b'shas the mitzvah? Is hidur shaykh even afterwards? And it seems to be machlokes. So these are the points that the Sefer Nesim B'Chukecha raises in that regard. Okay, when a person is making a bracha on something, it's appropriate to make a bracha on the nicer item. So, in this, there's a concept of kavod bracha. And that applies even by berachas and hanan. If you have a choice between making a bracha on two different items, berachas and hanan, you should make the bracha on the nicer item. The last point which he raises over here is the concept of chinuch. On the katan, in the inyan of hidur mitzvah, does hidur mitzvah apply? I have a chiyuv to mechanch a child to do mitzvahs. Obviously, it's appropriate to train your child to do it in the oifen of hidur. So we have the bnei bayis light together with the baal habayis mechanical, and that's based on the concept of hidur mitzvah. What about a child which has giyah l'chinuch? Does he have to light also? Or maybe this is only a chiyuv on the gedolim to partake of hidur mitzvah, and the katan will be yotzei with the ikar halacha of the baal habayis. So the bir halacha in Hilchos Chanukah brings from the Magen Avraham that the katanim do not have a chiyuv to light. Because even though we are mechuyev to mechanech them in something which is a chiyuv, that which the gadol only has to do is hidur, the katan has no such chiyuv, and the Ramah says not like this. So it seems to be mechalikas between the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. Is there a chiyuv chinuch on hider mitzvah. Again, we can, obviously it's appropriate to be mechanech a child to do hider mitzvah, but in this situation, that which a gadol is only doing because of hider mitzvah, not because of the actual mitzvah itself, there's no chiyuv to be mechanech a katan. According to Magen Avraham, according to the Ramah, there seems to be that there is. Beth Hashem, in the next year, we will move on to the next siman, which deals with the concept of Zrizin Makdim and the Mitzvahs. Have a good day.